Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Anybody who knows me knows I was cocky out of the womb.
His early break with Zip and Jake.
Brought to you by Gaina Trucking.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
It is time for the Spillover. AD and Raf with us, sponsored by Computer Hardware. Stop by and see Trip at 70th and O for all your Apple needs, computer watches, and phones. You can buy a new computer there. I'll get your current one fixed. 70th and O also in Kearney, Hastings, and Grand Island. Gentlemen, good morning. Good to see you here today.
Good morning,
man. Get your Heavenly Waffles shirt on. We have Heavenly Waffles today.
Yeah, big morning for you.
Yeah, I think my wife is coming here, I believe.
Well, no, did you see the news?
What?
It's official. OBJ?
I thought it was already official like 2 days ago.
Now it is. They just announced it on X.
Well, it was...
He signed his contract.
That's
now,
been the rumor the last couple of days. But yeah, how about that? Dolphins now have Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, and Odell Beckham Jr. Not a bad three receivers right there. Good receiving core, Miami.
Yeah,
and some young guys, too. By the way, today, chicken and heavenly waffles is what they're having with protein bites. It's going to come on buys me a wonderful meal today. Eight, they're serving now all the way to 11 a.m. Bob and Kathy are here. Come on by for that. Okay, to address the text line, I was referring to something during before we went to break, making fun of Sip. A couple years ago, he thought the Four Corners were up by Montana and Idaho, and we made fun of it. That was not me. I was bringing up a reference to Sip from a couple years ago. I know the Four Corners in the southwest part of the U.S. That's not Jake. That was a laugh moment at Sip. Okay, just Scooter and Roka and other guys asking if that was me, Big Bird. No, that was a reference to a previous episode a couple of years ago. That's an inside joke, I suppose. But also, Raph, you had a problem with me saying no gimmies for you in the golf course.
No, I was just joking.
I
just take them. I don't ask.
We have all played in leagues before, and whether now or in the past, where people have a lot of strokes.
He said you just take them.
Yeah. That's what I was saying.
That what do you do? Breakfast balls from the sand pit on 18? Like, okay, I'm going to do that.
Well, it's good.
I said at the same time, is that good or that was good, right? That's like, no, man. You can't just step up there and hit a 10-footer with 1 foot and say that was good. No, it wasn't good. Hit it again, or I'm going to give you that stroke you took, and that's what you got.
If we're just playing with the guys, I mean, there's some levity there, you know. But when you're playing in the league and you're already giving up, you know, a stroke every hole.
Right.
You know,
Come on, man.
If it's 3 foot or something like that, I'm probably going to give it to you. But outside that 3 foot range, it depends on how close the match is, too. You know, but
right.
When you're giving up as many strokes as you are, Jake, I'm suspecting there's some holes you give up, too, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
And you're putting it out. And guess what, AD? You've seen me play well. I can play bad, though.
But even if you are playing well, dude, you're already getting 2 strokes. How much more do you want?
I have an easy fix for you. Just sandbag.
I've been in the league for like 8 years. They don't change my handicap, but I'm fine. I like to play it as a zero. I want to play it the score as it actually is. And so if I win, I can say I won straight up, basically. If I lose, well, you know what? I didn't play well tonight. It's fine. It's the way it is.
Yeah, I'm not. If, like I said, man, if I'm already giving up that many strokes, I mean, if it's a 3-footer, I'm probably going to give it to you, depending on what's going on in the match.
But what if that's to win the hole?
You're putting it. First of all, if you're a competitor, you're going to want to punt that.
Exactly. You should want to.
You should want to. That's like, it's like Nebraska, going back to football real quick, but we'll bring back to it, going for the tie in 83. You go for the win. You know, why would somebody want to? I mean, if it's going down to the wire, I need that putt, and you're the low handicapper, I'm the high, to make that to win. What kind of competitive environment saying, yeah, I'll take that? No, put it out.
It did kind of surprise me when they did that, like, 30-for-30 type special, and a lot of the players from the 83 team goes, well, we could have kicked the extra point and got the ring.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
And I was sort of like, no.
I think it depends on what player you talk to.
At the time,
as you look back now, guys may have said, well, it'd been nice to have the ring. But the guys the guys made the decision.
Well, and at the time, too, you weren't only playing for a national championship. You're playing to be the best team in the history of college football. You got to go for two.
Absolutely. You go for two.
The OG CJ says, wow, Jake, humble brag. They won't change my handicap from a zero. I've said that I like that to be a zero. I want to play it straight up and say if I had to beat somebody, it's because I had a good night and they had strokes to me and I still beat them. I like that.
Think I'd want to be a zero too, because the worst is, like, my handicap's high, but the worst is when you get on a heater and then everybody's looking at you going, oh, you sandbag. And then I'm like looking at AD going, AD, vouch for me here. Vouch for me. So you feel kind of bad sometimes, because I know going in with my high handicap, if I get hot, watch out.
My handicap right now, according to the gin, is 12.3. That's where mine's at.
Mine's like a 2.4, which is, I'm not playing as much golf right now, so it's probably more like a 4 right now. Seen by the fact I chunked 2 wedges in the water at Woodland Hills 2 weeks ago for league. Just no reason at all. Just absolutely chunked them.
Oh,
batted them.
Well, believe me, I that's been my golf game the past month. Month, 2 months. I played the best when I was in Arizona. Different set of clubs.
Rental clubs. Exactly. No pressure. Yeah. If I play bad, it's the club's fault. It's not my fault.
Wait, what's the driver to get these days? I haven't really looked at clubs. I think I need a new driver.
Like $300 to $400 probably.
No, but I mean, what's
I have no idea.
I forget.
Here's the deal. This is not a brag at all. I'm saying I do not update my equipment ever.
No, you got the 1980s clubs.
Jake's got a pitching wedge. You're 6 or 7 irons from when? 19.
So I've got a 4, 5, 6, 8, 9 iron.
From 1997?
From 91.
1991.
And then I got
a junior in high school.
I've got a 7 iron and a pitching wedge, both different clubs, lost and found. Lost and Found Clubs. hybrid's from 2006, and it is, you can tell it's old. Everything's faded off of it. My driver.
Is it still wood?
No, it's not wood. My driver's from 2011. My putter is somewhat new, 3 years old. Got that for free from a golf club because I had credit to use. And I have three wedges that are new. My buddy got them free as a wedding gift that was free to him also from golf course credit. So I don't spend money on clubs.
But you know what, brother? When you're two handicapped like you are, zero, it's kind of like, well, if it ain't broke,
I fix it.
Well, I don't need to buy it. You know, spend $1,000 on clubs.
Here's
fine.
Here's the only thing that you'd probably enjoy. Is that as good as your game is? Well, it's just, I'm gonna put it like this, and I'm tooting your horn, but I'm not tooting your horn because it's a whole different category. The pros upgrade because they know it's a difference. You know what I'm saying? They look for those things. So us, even you, at your still being an amateur guy with your scores, I can only imagine what your scores would look like in your game and feel like if you got an updated set. It's just like driving a 1994 car compared to a 2004 car. Yeah, the 1994 still gets you there, but the 2004 performance is gonna be better. But they both do the same thing.
My wife always,
it depends on how you want to get there.
My wife says, you know, when we go on a trip and you rent clubs, you say, that felt pretty good. That it's like because you're hitting new clubs.
My hands aren't vibrating.
Like my wife wants me to buy the clubs. She's saying, invest it, do it. Like, how many wives say buy the golf clubs? Yeah, mine saying buy them.
Was this before or after the baby?
But before and after, she said it last night. Like, would you please like buy some golf clubs? How many wives are saying or begging you to buy golf clubs? Not for them, but for you.
I'm gonna tell you what, that window may be a short one. Sort of,
I know. I'll think about it.
I think you would though, Jake. I think you would, even if you just took a set out, just to, you know, like I said, on a practice round to play with. It would be interesting to see what your golf game would do. I mean, it's already awesome, but I'd be curious what it would look like if you got an updated set of clubs.
Well, we'll see if that happens, AD. Not anytime soon. Not this month. Not next month, probably. But maybe sometime this year. This year. You never know.
Shake is 75. Finally got those new clubs. I did it, AD. They're all woods.
Please come on by for Heavenly Waffle Wednesday here till 11 o'clock. They got great food, chicken and waffles today. Come see Bob and Kathy have a great brunch or breakfast. That's it for us. The Drive with Raph and AD. And AG is next for Steve Sippel and Bill Bush. I'm Jake Sorensen. We will see you tomorrow.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.